The National Aeronautics and Space Administration presents The Space Story. Most of the time, insects are just a small annoyance, nothing a good bug repellent can't handle. But for nearly a billion people worldwide, they also are a source of sickness and even death. Take, for example, Lyme disease. The culprits are deer ticks, which pass on a nasty bacterium that can cause anything from a rash to chronic arthritis. NASA scientists are working with colleagues at the New York Medical College to see if they can identify high-risk areas for Lyme disease using satellite images. Working in Westchester County, New York, the team found that the disease occurs most often in residential areas where a zone of low vegetation lies between the houses and surrounding woodlands. That precise pattern can be picked out easily in images taken from satellites or airplanes.
Now, you can, of course, send people on the ground to do visual observations, but this is extremely costly in terms of people and time, whereas one photograph taken above a large area can very quickly be analyzed from the point of view of what are the high-risk areas and what are the relatively low-risk areas.
Mel Avener manages NASA's Global Monitoring and Disease Prediction Program, which uses the tools of remote sensing to combat these serious global health problems. Malaria, for example, affects as many as 500 million people around the world. We've long known that the disease is spread by infected mosquitoes. The trick is to tell exactly where the mosquitoes are breeding and to pinpoint those locations on a map so the health officials can take measures to eradicate them.
We call this the risk map, if you will. We identify on the ground those areas. They could be villages, they could be fields, they could be certain wetlands. Those areas which in a specific time frame will produce with a great probability high populations of mosquitoes.
In Mexico, NASA researchers found that only 10 of the 40 villages in a particular malaria-plagued region were producing the vast majority of the mosquitoes.
The problem is that these 10 villages change all the time as a reflection of the changing land use patterns around the village, because the mosquito breeding habitats, if you will, are a direct consequence of the land use pattern around the village. Now, what we can do with the remote sensing is track and monitor land use changes, which are conducive either to the breeding of mosquitoes or, indeed, may even be detrimental to breeding of mosquitoes.
This same basic technique can be applied to track a wide variety of insect-borne diseases like yellow fever, river blindness, and a disease called Chagas that affects millions in South America. Each disease-carrying insect or vector has a different habitat, however, and each type of habitat will show up differently in the remote sensing images.
So indeed, the major job is to identify on the ground what are the biological controls, if you will, to the disease organism, and then see if you can't spot these from the air. If you can correlate ground signatures that can be seen from satellites with the occurrence of the insect or the vector, then you have a good chance to identify and predict.
Eventually, the scientists working in Westchester County hope to expand their predictive model for Lyme disease to other areas of the United States. Not only will this help health officials, it also should help drug companies developing vaccines for the disease who want to test the drug in low-risk as well as high-risk populations. Using remote sensing to track disease vectors is an application no one had really considered when the Landsat satellites were first launched 20 years ago, but it may end up helping to solve a problem that's been bugging human beings for centuries.
The actual research program that we conduct is funded at a relatively low level of money, only in the order of several hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Now, this is a relatively small amount of money. However, this money, I think, will proved to be extremely effective in producing an enormous benefit to society.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.